But what kind of a leader is a good husband? Well, not one who lords it over his wife, but one who strives to be a godly example for his wife.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast, a podcast designed to answer challenging questions on doctrine and on living out your faith in your homes, in your churches, and in your workplaces. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Once again, we would love to hear your questions and comments as it relates to this episode. So if you're watching from YouTube or Facebook, just leave a comment for us right below that video. But you can also send questions to us from our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Well, Pastor, our question for this episode has to do with family leadership, and here it goes. Can you share any useful steps you have discovered that can help me carry out responsible actions in family leadership? I'm assuming, I don't actually know, but I'm assuming this is coming from the vantage point of a husband. But I wonder if you could speak to it from that vantage point, but also the vantage point from the wife as well.
Sure. Well, obviously, I mean, the simple answer is take seriously all the statements God has given us in His Word about what living as a husband is to be. Take those things to heart and strive to live them out in the power of the Spirit of God. So when you think about loving your wife in a sacrificial way as Christ loves the church, I'm thinking now about Ephesians 5, I want to live that out. When I think about not being harsh with my wife, Colossians chapter 3, I want to live that out. I think one perspective maybe we could bring into the issue that we sometimes don't think enough about, we think about pastoral qualifications and we think about how a man's home life is emphasized in those qualifications. Mm-hmm. If a man doesn't know how to manage his home, how's he going to take care of the mm-hmm. church of God? So we think about it from that angle. What I don't think we think about enough is every man in the church, whether he's ever going to serve as an elder or not, serve as a pastor or not, ought to be striving to live an elder-qualified life. Mm-hmm. So if you took all of the qualifications for an elder, which must be in agreement with, in accordance with a sound home mm-hmm. life, because that's mm-hmm. one of the qualifications, and you begin to strive to live those things out, mm-hmm. then that would make you a good leader in the realm of your home. In other words, what I'm saying is I think the same leadership style or the same leadership areas of emphasis or the same leadership character that belongs to a solid home life is that which belongs to solid pastoral life. So we see it working that direction sometimes. I think it would be good to turn it around mm-hmm. and say, okay, what does a good pastor look like? Mm. Well, let me strive to live that out in my home. Mm-hmm. So when you think about, for example, Peter's teaching that we're to lead the church not as overlording, not as lording it over the congregation, but being examples mm-hmm. to the flock. Well, take that home. Mm. So when we think about the fact that the husband is the head of the wife, he's to be a leader to his wife, this is true. But what kind of a leader is a good husband? Well, not one who lords it over his wife, but one who strives to be a godly example for his wife. Mm-hmm. This is the godly leader at home. I think we're living in a time, Josh, where biblical complementarity, male leadership in the home is resisted by the culture, even in the church. Mm-hmm. And so we want to have an egalitarian vision for married life, and it's not the biblical vision at all. But at the same time, I can say, I think sometimes our overreaction to the loss of those commitments, even in the church, is a lording over kind of mentality in young men. So learning what it is to be the leader in your home, to be a leader to your wife, in all the ways the Bible teaches husbands to live, thinking about what it means to be a good shepherd, what it means to be a good pastor, taking that home with you, that would be step one, and that would include not lording over her, mm-hmm. but being an example to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what about the perspective from the wife?
Yeah, the wife's perspective is to be a helper. God made a helper for Adam in the very beginning. We remember there's a creator, we're the creation, there's a designer, there's a design. So again, I would encourage wives to embrace everything the Bible teaches about what it means to live as a godly wife. Mm-hmm. This would include submission, which is not to be voiceless. Sometimes people will take 1 Peter chapter 3, mm-hmm. where the best way that a wife can win a disobedient husband is not with her words, but by her submissive actions, mm-hmm. her pure and chaste behavior. Mm-hmm. They take that to mean that she's to be completely silent. I don't think that passage is teaching that. It's not teaching that she has to be completely silent. It's reminding her that her most forceful influence will not be her words, but her example. Just the same way with the husband, right? Mm-hmm. Not being a lord over her, but by being mm-hmm. an example. So a wife exerts influence on her husband, not primarily through her words, but by her example. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage a wife to do what the Bible teaches, to be submissive, to be a helper, to walk alongside her husband, to be a wise counselor. But in the end, to realize God has designed a different role for husbands and wives, and you glorify God and you best love your husband and your children when you embrace that role that God has assigned to you in His Word.
And how should husbands and wives react when they come to a decision or one of them makes a decision that turns out to be wrong? Hmm. Just say from the husband's vantage point, he's supposed to lead in these ways, especially with big decisions. And what if he makes a decision that turns out to be wrong? What would you say?
When you think about the living out of this relationship in marriage, let me just make it more personal because it's the best way I think I can answer the question. So when it comes to decision making, my wife and I, Jackie and I, we talk about all of those decisions. We reason through them together. She gives me her viewpoint. I give her mine. And most of the time, I mean, almost always, we end up on the same page and we're able to walk forward together, no disagreement. Every once in a while, in 36, going on 37 years of marriage, mm-hmm. we've come to some decision that we just didn't see eye to eye on. And when that time came, after prayer, after looking at the Word of God, there's not a clear biblical word on the matter. It's a matter of judgment. Mm-hmm. I led. I felt like that was the role God gave me, believed it to be true, and so I led. I can't say that I've batted 1,000, Josh. I can't say that every decision I've made like that, I made the right one. And that's where I would exhort my wife and all wives to understand what a husband must do is his best. He does mm-hmm. his best. She's not married to an inerrant man. She knows that and I know that. I'm going to make mistakes. And that's where a wife has to trust that God's at work even in and through her husband's mistakes to sanctify both of them. And what it doesn't mean is that they cease to live out these roles just because he's an imperfect example of his particular role. It means we're both learning. And she's going to make mistakes too. Mm-hmm. And the same goes on the other side of the equation. We learn to love each other despite our failures. We learn to be patient with each other. Mm-hmm. And we learn to trust God. Even decisions we're making to live out these roles, we're trusting God in it. Mm-hmm. It's unto the Lord
right.
that we live these things out. So my wife doesn't submit to me because she thinks she has a perfect husband. Mm-hmm. She submits to me as unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I don't sacrificially love her because I think I have a perfect wife. I know what God's doing in both of our lives. I love her for the Lord's sake. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. The more we do life like that, the more we love each other for the Lord's sake, the more we love each other on a personal level. Mm-hmm. So I've never loved my wife more than I love her today. It's not because I'm living delusionally to think that she's inerrant. I know she's not, but she's good. The Lord has given me a good wife. Mm. And I think she loves me more today than she did when we got married 36 years ago. Mm. Not because she has a perfect husband, but because we have a perfect Savior. And as we strive to love Him, we love each other better.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Now, we'd love for you to share this podcast and others with friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net, where you can find links to all of our social media channels. So be sure to like and subscribe to one of those channels and pass the word along. Also, if you could go to the iTunes podcast section and leave us a review, that will help us spread the word about this podcast. And if you would like to help us find ways to continue to produce this podcast, you can find more information by going to the website again, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.